This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owen Schroyer's about to take over. And I'm going to cover the most important news of today's show here in the last little 5 minutes. I got some homework for all of you. Every day we post some of the most important information under my live show feed. And there it is. The United Nations climate agenda is nothing less than a global depopulation program. A transhumanist cult hell-bent on reducing the human population of Earth to 500 million has been preparing for 70 years to launch the final war against the free people of Earth. That's totally true. And that's in their own words, too. Global government, announced on 60 Minutes, carry out transhumanism against you and your family, giving up your humanity. Sounds pretty damn alien, doesn't it? So whether they are aliens or not, or influenced by aliens, they are becoming aliens, in their own words. They're colonizing us with their nanotech. But God's spirit will overdrive it all, will fry it all out. Now, in that same posting, there is the Putin speech I just talked about, so you can share it. And under that, Wayne Allen Root's excellent boil down of how the COVID vaccine has failed any way you look at it. Please share that page with everyone you know each day. We're going to be updating it. Infowars.com. All right, this huge news. A major whistleblower has gone public, and the other whistleblower that exposed the Clinton Foundation and got the head of it indicted last week has come out and said, look at this. And the great folks at Zero Hedge noticed it in an article about it. I had my folks write an article, but they beat us to it. Great. Love it. ZeroHedge.com. Falsified data. Pfizer vaccine trial had major flaws, whistleblower tells peer-reviewed journal. And that's going to be breaking, I told you. I thought this week, probably still this week, in Texas and in Illinois, confirming in Pfizer trials that they hid injuries and death. And that's basically what's in the article. I'm sure Owen should be covering it more, but regardless, I'll be covering it more on the War Room today. I'll be popping in and on other shows here at InfoWars. That's a big deal. They go over how they falsify the data. Speaking of falsifying data, it's all over the news. The CDC has, quote, done a study, and they say it looks like maybe the Pfizer shot is better than learned immunity or natural immunity. That's not true, and they don't really even give any facts in their study. COVID vaccine stronger than natural immunity, new CDC study suggests. So you should still get it, still spread it, still die from it. And it's another lie that, oh, well, you don't get as sick when statistics are you get sicker and die in many cases. There's a big article from the Brownstone Institute. 102 research studies affirm natural acquired immunity to COVID-19, documented, linked, and quoted. That article is important. And it goes through a bunch of it. Here's one from months ago. Israeli researchers study natural immunity stronger, 27 times stronger than vaccine immunity. Plus, the vaccine immunity goes away in 6 months and then starts erasing your regular immunity. It's not a vaccine. So there they are, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, Fauci said 99% of people that have died of COVID died who weren't vaccinated. That's just pulled out of his rear end. And then Jesse Ventura, that I guess is senile or I don't know what, I feel sorry for him. He's like, I want the shot. It's good. Everybody needs to take it. I mean, he's basically as bad as Noam Chomsky now. So, wow, it's really sad to see Jesse Ventura, I know, has blood clot problems before in his life, going and taking something that kills a lot of people that have blood clotting issues. I showed you those articles earlier. So very, very sad. I never played that clip a few days ago when I saw it. It's just sad because, you know, Ventura meant well. Whenever, you know, he exposed FEMA camps and stuff like that. But now he is just literally a bootlicker of Big Pharma and these experimental shots. And so I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. But, you know, you get boosted when you say that. You get promoted. I mean, I wonder if Ventura got paid. I mean, I'm not saying he did. I'm asking, did you get paid, Jesse, like hundreds of thousands of other influencers to spout this crap? You're on the wrong side of history, and it's sad to see you do that to yourself. So that's it for that information. Again, we're going to go to break, and Owen Schroyer is all ready to go. And big report that Christy Lee put together about Again, big think tanks caught red-handed covering up vaccine injuries and deaths. That is coming up today. But whatever you do, take the live show feed and share it right now, because that's how we override the censors. Great job, crew. Stay with us. Owen the Destroyer, straight ahead.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated as even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
So I would say, you know, if anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America.
So does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, breaking news as I sit down here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And I think Alex is going to be coming back in studio shortly here once he hears this breaking news that is coming right now. And we have the emails where the CDC is discussing what they're going to do about the fact that these COVID vaccines are not vaccines. And they're in the emails discussing about how the definition of vaccine is problematic because the COVID vaccines are not actually vaccines by definition. Now, we've had doctors on, we've published headlines probably going back to a year now, talking about how these are not vaccines. Again, you've heard the doctors, you've heard the guests, the callers say, oh, I'm not going to call it a vaccine because, as we discussed probably close to a year ago now, hard to believe here we are in November, close to a year ago now, how these weren't vaccines. These were an mRNA experimental technology, not like your normal vaccine, which just introduces you to a small sample of a virus or of a disease or something similar, and then you develop natural immunity. That's the idea. this was something completely different. This was an mRNA technology that I guess they assumed would, well, I really don't know. They never really explained it, did they? And so now we have their emails out of the CDC, and I know Technofog has published them on Twitter. I'm not sure who else has covered this news that's breaking right now. But we have the emails, we have the receipts, and they are discussing, what are we going to do? This is CDC internal emails. What are we going to do, since the definition of vaccine is problematic, with us promoting and marketing the COVID vaccine, which isn't even a vaccine at all? So they determine they're going to change the definition of vaccine. So it was never a vaccine. It was never about stopping COVID. And it was always about a world government takeover. And I'm going to be doing a review, or maybe I should do it now, of part two of Tucker Carlson's Patriot Purge. In fact, you know what? I'll do that coming up in the next segment, because it ties into all of this. And I actually thought part two was more powerful than part one, because part two in the Patriot Purge three-part series, the Tucker Carlson original documentary, part two really personalizes the issue and shows how there is a force out there against the American people. There is truly a force out there against America, against the American people. It is a domestic enemy. It seeks to sabotage and collapse the United States of America. Their faces, their voices are everywhere, all over mainstream news, all over Washington, D.C., and that's what it's time for people to realize.
And Owen, they're trying to put you in jail. That's how real this is in the Soviet Union. And your co-host, Roger Stone. Think about that, folks.
And they already have hundreds of people that are in jail right now for simply being a dissident or having free speech or showing up to be in D.C. at a peaceful event. And so here's the same frustration that seems to be never ending on a loop that we have every time. I've got internal CDC emails where they're discussing that they need to change the definition of vaccine because the COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine. That should be game over for all of this, but it won't be. It won't be. We've got unindicted co-conspirators from January 6th that are about 99.9% likely federal agents and provocateurs, just like we saw in Michigan. The Michigan case, the plot to kidnap the governor, should destroy the entire federal case on January 6th. It should be game over. But it won't be. You had the Democrats stage a false flag in Virginia last week, sending out, quote-unquote, white supremacists to a Youngkin event in front of the Youngkin for Governor bus for a photo op. Mainstream media all there, ready for the photo op, all staged, all planned. They had traced back the individuals to the Democrat Party, to the McAuliffe campaign. I mean, that's catching them red-handed in the act. That should be game over, but it wasn't. The Youngkin campaign didn't even call for an investigation, not a statement, nothing. And then the Lincoln Project took the fall. And then again last night, you had the exact same thing happen, where the mainstream media, and it's probably a Democrat operative, but we don't see the face, stage a photo shoot, stage a photo op at the Youngkin campaign with a guy with a Confederate flag jacket on, and every single leftist media outlet that was there shares the exact same image, but each one taken on their own cell phone, so each one just a little different, but they all share the same image. Well, yeah, I mean, of course they're going to do it again. They did it to you last week, and you didn't do a damn thing about it, so why wouldn't they do you again? Why wouldn't the bank robber rob you again? So that's the frustration, is that we keep getting these opportunities for total victory. The information is out there. The gate has been opened. The window has been opened. The clouds have cleared. And it's just, boom, perfect opportunity, total victory. All you got to do is take it. All you got to do is take it. Just a little bit of action, just something. Just take it, and you can have total victory. And the opportunities just keep passing, and they just keep passing, and we just continue to lose our rights more. We just continue to go deeper into tyranny, and the lies that they told us in the mainstream news and out of Washington, D.C. just become reality because nobody ever stands up to it. Now, normally, what would the media do if they saw an individual with a Confederate flag on the jacket? What have they done every time in the past? They get the guy's face, they publish the face everywhere, they ID the face, and then they destroy the individual. Well, why haven't they done it with this guy in the Confederate flag jacket? Was it another AstroTurf Democrat event? Just like last week, did we catch them in the act again? Will anyone want to see his victory on the...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Mainstream media and the Democrat Party and their dark forces did everything they could in an absolute panic in an attempt to prevent Tucker Carlson's documentary Patriot Purge from airing. Part of it aired last night on the Tucker Carlson Show, but the full part one and now part two are available. And I did watch part two this morning. I gave a review of part one yesterday. I'll do my review of part two right now. And just to kind of tie it into part one, there was not too much new information learned from part one other than an FBI supervisor being involved in the federal setup plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer, which came out of, I think it was 12 of the 15 involved in that were federal agents. So that's the vast majority of those involved. And how that same FBI supervisor over that case was now involved in the January 6th case. Trying to remember if there's any other new information from part one. It was mostly stuff that you already knew, how they lied about Brian Sicknick, how the only people that died that day were actually Trump supporters killed by police. The one interesting thing that I hadn't seen well laid out either was after the first tense moment between law enforcement and Trump supporters, which on film appears to be instigated by Ray Epps, who is one of the unindicted co-conspirators and alleged federal agent involved in provocateuring January 6th, how after that original provocation by Epps and the people he was working with, there was actually a moment of calm when Trump supporters were able to calm the crowd down. And again, you've seen this on tape. They're trying to help the police. They're trying to stop people from bashing in the windows. They're saying we're here to be peaceful. I mean, hours and hours of this footage, and they were able to actually calm it back down. Police were able to form another barrier. And the tense moments with some physical confrontations were able to be calmed down. And then out of nowhere, the police start firing into the crowd, injuring a couple people, killing a few others, and then the tensity ratcheted back up, and that's when things got back out of control. So then you got to wonder who were the police in there doing that, or who gave them that command. But so now to part two, which premiered this morning, and I'm sure Tucker Carlson will air some of that tonight as well. Part two personalizes what the Democrats and what the mainstream media has done. And it gives the historical context. And this is why I think part two is better than part one and more important. The only problem is, and I don't mean this as a slight, it's just the truth. I mean, the Democrats and the media think you're stupid, and so they take advantage of you. I watched The Patriot Purge, which is a very intellectual documentary. You have to have a lot of understanding going into this of history and the context of history dealing with what we see today in order to fully appreciate what they present in the documentary. But they explain how this is what regimes have done throughout world history, stage events, stage false flag events, and then use those events to seize power. And he explains how the Nazis did it at the Reichstag. He even explains how the U.S. government did that in the Middle East. And how now this is coming to us. And so the deeper understanding is that there is a world government in place. And most likely, they probably decided that they had to not that there weren't problems in the Islamic world already with infighting, but they figured that Orthodox Islam or Orthodox Jews are going to be some of the hardest people to bring into the New World Order, so they had to destroy the Middle East in order to eventually conquer it and bring in the central banks and eventually bring in the One World Government, New World Order. And so when you understand that paradigm and how that plays out through the rest of the world, and then you understand how that's now coming internally to the United States, you have a better understanding of why he's comparing it to the Nazis and why he's using that historical backdrop in the documentary about what we're dealing with now post January 6th. It's the Democrats going after their political dissidents. It's the Democrats labeling and the mainstream media labeling half the country domestic terrorists. So now they can use the military against you, which they're purging right now of any patriots. And he personalizes it by bringing in, I think, four or five different individuals who were in D.C. that day, didn't go into the building, one invited by another federal agent to be there, never went in the building, but faced jail time, had FBI come to their house, bust their doors in, and treat them like terrorists when they've done absolutely nothing wrong, and go through all their personal belongings and everything, not even showing a search warrant or nothing. So that part is important because it humanizes the issue for so many people to understand that this could be you next. And if you can get the higher intellect message from part two, it's that there's nothing new to this. This is all about putting any political opposition in your way to a conquering, whether it's of a company or whether it's a state or whether it's a nation or whether it's the world. It's the same principles that apply. You make an event happen to blame on your enemy, so then you can use that to seize power in that window of opportunity that you have now from the chaotic, destructive, or deadly event that you just instigated, like January 6th. So it gives the historical context for people to better understand where this really goes and what's really behind it. And then it gives the personal aspect of these are real Americans. These are real people. These are veterans. These are small business owners. These are grandmas and grandpas. These are police officers. And just because they were there on January 6th, they're now being harassed. They're now being put on terror watch lists. They're now being raided by the FBI. They're now being thrown in jail for simply showing up in D.C. at an event. One of the individuals who's in law enforcement is even in a video of the day basically saying how it's not good. This is going to be used against us. I don't like that this is going on. Kind of like the same stuff they have with us. Alex Jones, be peaceful. Part two, Alex Jones, be peaceful. Part three, Alex Jones, trying to work with the Capitol Police to calm down the crowd. Be peaceful. Don't go in the building. What did they say? Alex Jones, Owen Troyer, they caused the event. And were literally on tape saying, be peaceful on three different occasions. Don't go in the building. Saying it's going to be provocateurs trying to stage an event. We can't go in. We can't fall for this. It'll be used against us. Now, the biggest pill to swallow from all of that is not that it could be you. It could be your neighbor. It could be your friend, your family, your loved one. Not even that this is an attempt to take over the United States of America, but to understand the larger issue, which is that there is a global elite force behind this that are going for world domination in a technotronic sabotage, economical sabotage, psychological warfare on all fronts to bring down the United States as a domino to fall to eventually conquer the world. And that's the big thing that people are really going to have to understand, that honestly most of the population can't even wrap their minds around right now. But as things start to get more out of control and the global government starts to show itself more, they'll have to accept.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again. 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To die from any cause, study finds. So now it's a super vaccine. By golly, we found the Holy Grail. Or
he chose poorly.
Next, CNN will tell us a study finds the jab will give you superpowers.
You still think we're making you a superhero? Do we make super slaves?
Bringing you what's ignored, sensationalized, unbalanced, misleading, or just plain false, here's your media malfeasance for the week. The Houston Chronicle seems to actually do a worthwhile fact check. President Joe Biden says people with COVID vaccination cannot spread it to you. This seems pretty cut and dry. False, right? No. Somehow they come up with a half-true determination. It says, Biden's statement contradicts the position of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that the CDC wrote that fully vaccinated people can spread the virus to others. But Biden saying this month that people with COVID vaccination cannot spread it to you is somehow half-true. That's like saying I'm half-pregnant. Do we need to show them how this works?
It's true or false with Christy Lee.
And ignored by most of the media, he was once most frequently cited. But now many aren't interested in what this Yale epidemiologist has to say about jab mandates for children.
Organize with other parents to take them out of the school and create homeschooling environments. There's no choice. Your child's life is on the line. It's not a high risk. Vaccination is not a high risk that's going to kill every child by doing so. However, it's enough of a risk that on the average, the benefit is higher for homeschooling than it is for vaccination and being in school.
Never mind the FDA itself admitting they're using children as guinea pigs.
We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes.
And how is this for ironic? The Poynter Institute prides itself in preparing journalists worldwide to hold powerful people accountable and promote honest information in the marketplace of ideas. Yet this week it puts out an article to its eager and impressionable young journalists encouraging them to be careful how they frame the death of Colin Powell, saying his death should not be framed as the death of a vaccinated person, except it was the death of a fully vaccinated individual. It says to be sure to include Powell was immunocompromised. Did Poynter Institute encourage journalists to be sure to include the underlying conditions or if an unvaccinated person was immunocompromised? Why is Poynter Institute only concerned with making excuses for the vaccinated? The article concludes, journalists will do a disservice if the story of his death is framed as the death of a vaccinated person. Isn't it a disservice and better yet, unethical to purposely frame any story with the intention to influence the way your audience thinks? That sounds more like propaganda than journalism. Poynter Institute. Here's what the former CDC director has to say about vaccinated deaths.
I happen to be the senior advisor to Governor Hogan in the state of Maryland. In the last 6 to 8 weeks, more than 40% of the people that died in Maryland were fully vaccinated.
And I guess we're just supposed to ignore this as well. Illinois reports 77.7% of COVID deaths last week were vaccinated. Meanwhile, NPR notes that ERs are swamped with seriously ill patients, but most don't even have COVID. It says, even in parts of the country where COVID-19 isn't overwhelming the health system, patients are showing up to the ER sicker than they were before the pandemic. We are hearing from members in every part of the country, says Dr. Lisa Marino. The Midwest, the South, Northeast, West, they are seeing the exact same phenomenon. So there's more people showing up sicker than before the vaccine. Sounds like an immunity problem. Could it be lower antibodies?
Recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system.
NPR doesn't make any note of that, or that dealing with the surge in the ERs is even more difficult with less staff due to the mandates. As long as we're talking about NPR, let's end with this piece about Facebook. With an interesting editor's note buried at the bottom. So an article about Facebook, sponsored by Facebook. And that's your Media Malfeasance for the week. For KLIM.news, I'm Christy Lee.
So not only do you have the media engaged in a cover-up of the negative side effects of the vaccine, they're engaged in a cover-up of big pharmaceuticals' influence on their coverage. But think about this. The NIH erased gain of function from their documents. They just admitted it in a FOIA request that, yes, we did change. We removed gain of function from our documents. Oh, I guess you were protecting Anthony Fauci. And then we just got CDC emails where they say we have to change the definition of vaccine because technically what we've been promoting as a COVID vaccine isn't actually a vaccine by definition. So we're going to change the definition of vaccine at the CDC so that it can fit the COVID jab. And this is kind of some big news that the media is not going to cover. You just saw Christy Lee's report on that. So talk about the ethics in journalism here, or the lack thereof, really, Christy.
So when you're in journalism school and you're a green reporter and your dream is to go and be on TV and report stories, there's a lot of things that are household names, if you will, in the journalism world. And so RTDNA is one, Poynter Institute is one, Society of Professional Journalists is one. So to see an article come out from the Poynter Institute, that's headline is Why Colin Powell's Death Should Not Be Framed as the Death of a Vaccinated Person, is crazy to see them just blatantly say, we're going to control how this story is framed. And this is green and eager and influential or easily influenced journalists that follow Poynter Institute for guidance when it comes to ethics. This last sentence, journalists will do a disservice if the story of his death is framed as the death of a vaccinated person. But that's exactly what happened. Colin Powell was unvaccinated and he died.
You mean fully vaccinated?
Fully vaccinated, and he died. But they don't want you to frame it that way, and certainly not the young and impressionable journalists that are following ethics guidance from the Poynter Institute. And it talks about an importance of context of saying that he was immunocompromised, but I never saw anything come out of the Poynter Institute that talked about, like, when an unvaccinated person dies, make sure you add the context if they were obese, if they were elderly, if they were immunocompromised. That was never the case. They never put anything out like that. Now, I just want to add this real quick if we have time. So this was written by Al Tompkins. He's long been in the Poynter Institute for a long time, decades. And he is one of America's most requested broadcast journalism and multimedia teachers and coaches. He teaches an ethics course for the Poynter Institute. But hey, if you check out his Twitter feed, is this man unbiased? Is he ethical? Well, let's take a look at some of his recent tweets. Al Tompkins, Tucker's newest stuff is too crazy for even crazy Tucker fans. This is your ethics professor.
And when did he put that out?
This was put out on October 29th.
Oh, so before he even saw the documentary, he made that conclusion.
Oh, but he is the ethics professor that's influencing our young journalists. How about more? Al Tompkins, when a legit newspaper allows a lying liar to lie on the editorial page. This is an ethics professor at the Poynter Institute. Al Tompkins, showing his political leaning? Crazy. And then you have this from on his Twitter page, Al Tompkins, journalists, the accidental shooting on the set of Rust is an opportunity to explain gun safety to everyone. Yeah, I agree with that. That's great. But why don't you address the fact that all the headlines said that he was shot with a prop gun? Does a prop gun shoot actual real bullets? Maybe we would have had a better, more clear headline would have been better. But we're not going to address any of that, or why two people, not one, were shot, or why when you shoot an actual gun, there is a kickback. So how do you end up shooting two people?
Well, that's amazing, too, because Alec Baldwin, a big-time leftist liberal promoter, shoots someone, and it's gun safety's the problem. But any other time, it's the gun that's the problem. So it's not the gun. Now it's protect Baldwin. Gun safety is the issue. That's common sense. If you're going to aim a gun at somebody and pull the trigger, you might want to know what's in it before you do so. But I'm shocked that there's nothing from the Poynter Institute saying that you have to protect Big Pharma at all costs, because it's...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehiba Pueblo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show, but I will be hosting the War Room coming up immediately after this at band.video. Christy Lee is in studio with us here for the final segment, and she found out that, big surprise, PolitiFact is run by the, what appears to be leftist-run, Poynter Institute now. You were saying you figured that out as well.
So, again, for background, the Poynter Institute and other things are highly revered when you're a young, impressionable journalist. I went to many of these conferences. I had no reason to believe that there was anything sinister. And so,
well, they always promote these things as being neutral, being centrist, so that they can appear to be trustworthy.
And so you feel good taking the ethics courses and thinking like, oh, we're here for our audience. We're going to bring our audience the facts, and we're going to be a voice for the voiceless, and we're going to make a change, you know, being out there reporting these stories.
The Nobel Peace Prize, it's not political. Oh, wait, yeah, it totally is.
Right. And so I was shocked to be, because I'm still a mole in some of these Facebook groups that I've been in for decades. They're Facebook groups for journalists to encourage or vent or give advice, and I managed to be in a couple of them, which is how I got tipped off to this story, because everyone was like, thanks for writing this article, Al Tompkins, about why Colin Powell's death should not be framed as the death of a vaccinated
person.
Because
it makes us look bad, and we love the vaccine so much. Please.
Thanks for giving us this guidance on how to frame the story. But even the headline of why Colin Powell's death should not be framed as the death of a vaccinated person, even the headline points to that they're instructing journalists to write a story based on the way you want your audience to receive it, how you want them to think about it, which is actually the definition of propaganda, not news. So I was looking into this a little bit more, and Poynter Institute, if you look on their website, they offer actually free courses on ethics.
Oh,
free courses.
Of course.
Ethical decision making is essential to a journalist's craft as interviewing, writing, editing, photography, and design. And they're taught by none other than our good friend Al Tompkins, which before the break we were showing you his fun tweets criticizing Tucker and how crazy that story is.
I mean, just look at that pinhead.
Trump a liar. So all you have to do is check out Al Tompkins' Twitter page to find out what his political leaning is. But he's an ethics professor for the Poynter Institute.
I'm an ethical liar.
Exactly.
When I lie, it's ethical.
And I didn't realize before, I guess, that PolitiFact is actually run by the Poynter Institute. And I'm sure you're all
beautiful.
Familiar with PolitiFact by now, because I'm sure they fact-checked every article you've tried to share on Facebook and Instagram and such.
Did PolitiFact do a fact-check? Did Joe Biden soil himself in the Vatican? I want to know at what because
see if you can find
that is an ethical news organization that lies ethically.
Exactly.
And deceives. Their propaganda is ethical.
Not to mention that PolitiFact, popular, you might know, retracted the Wuhan lab theory fact check. So they fact checked that, no, it didn't come from a lab, with no evidence that it didn't. They fact checked, and then they had to retract that. But this is who's responsible for bringing you the facts. It's all very mind-bending.
And it gets promoted, PolitiFact gets promoted as, like, the standard for fact-checking in political news.
Because,
and it's run by the left.
Because it's run by the Poynter Institute, which, in the journalism world, you think is this sovereign garter of the truth, you know, and you think it is for ethics. It preaches ethics. It teaches ethics courses, for goodness sakes.
Hey, Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize. Wait, he bombed more countries than Bush. Yeah, but he got a Nobel Peace Prize.
But here's also, if you do a little bit more digging, the Poynter Institute is funded by far-left activist and Democrat Party donor George Soros.
Oh, there it is.
And the Melinda Gates Foundation.
Oh, wow. So wait, repeat that one more time, just so it sinks in.
So the Poynter Institute is funded by far-left activist and Democrat Party donor George Soros and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Tides Foundation, and the Omidyar Network Fund, which is supported by the Clinton Foundation. So
oh.
Is it any wonder that
that's a whole
Al
who's
Tompkins,
who?
The ethics professor, is calling Trump a liar on his Twitter page? That's fine. You can believe that, but you don't post that if you say that you're an ethical professor that is unbiased. You don't just put your bias out there for everyone to see.
Well, this is the left. They have no rules. They have no checks and balances. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's just very sad and disheartening the more that I discover being on the other side of mainstream media. Like I said, it's hard to explain to other people when you're in journalism school and you're prideful and you have these dreams and you look up to things like the Poynter Institute and Society of Professional Journalists and RTDNA, and then you find out all of them are on the left and truly biased, and yet they say that they're being ethical and unbiased.
That's just an example of how the left has gone to full-blown totalitarianism. They have to be in control of everything. They need total control of everything. They need total control of the media. They need total control of your food supply, what you eat, what you drink, your carbon emissions, your body, what you put into it. I mean, this is it really is a totalitarian movement, and so it shouldn't be surprising when every time you overturn a rock, there's the same groups funding everything that's moving against you.
You know what I would love is for someone like Al Tompkins, who is this arrogant defender of truth,
is for everyone that's watching, if you do have still have a Twitter account, why don't you just go ahead and check out Al Tompkins' page and maybe ask him some questions about, you know, aren't you an ethics professor? Aren't you supposed to be an arbiter of truth and being unbiased? Why do you have such biased posts on your Twitter account, Al Tompkins?
Hey, you know, we know that Colin Powell was vaccinated and died from COVID, but you shouldn't frame it that way. We need to protect the vaccines, and we need to protect the vaccine manufacturers because they line our pockets, and we need to make sure that we protect our agenda, which is that we have the right to put whatever we want into your body. So, yeah, Colin Powell was vaccinated and died from COVID, but we at the Poynter Institute don't think that's worth reporting because we need to protect our agenda more importantly. That's called ethical lying.
Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with context. I think context is always important. So if you want it to include in the article about Colin Powell that he was immunocompromised, that's fine. But when was there a directive put out by the Poynter Institute or anyone to make sure that when you're reporting on those that were unvaxxed and died, that you included the context of their underlying condition?
Or anyone from COVID.
And also there's the glaring question of if he got the vaccine because he was immunocompromised and therefore more susceptible to complications, then wasn't the vaccine supposed to help him and prevent him from death? Wasn't it supposed to...
Well, it's a super vaccine now.
Symptoms less severe. So if the vaccine was supposed to make the symptoms less severe, how did it instead, he just ended up dying from COVID? It's like that glaring question isn't even asked.
Well, see, that the problem that they have there was they already created this precedent of everybody dies from COVID. So because they want to keep COVID in the news, they want everybody to be afraid of COVID. But then they realized, oh, wait, he was vaccinated. This makes the vaccine look bad. So they kind of wanted to retract and say, all right, let's not say it's COVID. Let's say it's from these other causes. And let's try to muddy the water on this because we're embarrassed now. The vaccine doesn't work and we're still mandating it.
And then you have Jen Psaki, who is fully vaxxed and now has COVID. And they make sure that they write in the news articles, but she has much more mild symptoms.
Yes.
Because of, but yet she has to be out sick.
But we can't possibly prove any of that either. We just want you to assume that because it works for our narrative. It's like saying, they literally say the vaccine is a super vaccine now. I have a stack of this news on my desk. I'm about to cover it. Now they're telling men, hey, get your COVID vaccine. Your male member will get bigger. I'm not even kidding you. So, I mean, it's like, well, the vaccine may or may not work, but...
how outlandish they look. And that's why in that piece that we played, it shows like the superheroes and the Holy Grail, because this is how ridiculous these headlines have become. This is, it's just like... all in on this narrative to the exaggerated form.
It's the clown world, Christy, and we're just living in it. All right, Christy Lee, where can people find your videos?
KLIM.news, KLIM.news. And on the band.video page, don't forget, Christy Lee TV and band.video.
All right, there we go. And, of course, everything we do here is thanks to you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing things collapse. Even Pete Boot at Edge, Booty Judge, came out and said, yeah, we're basically shutting the supply chain down until everyone gets vaccinated. So, you know, just good luck, America. You may starve out. Just blame the unvaccinated. So get your emergency food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off store-wide on all emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus free shipping, which that's a heavier item, expensive to ship. We're covering those costs. Part of the sales happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. All right. I am going to hop over to the other studio. I've got big guests coming up and a lot of news to cover on the War Room today. And Alex will be back tomorrow, God willing.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts them and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at simplysafe.com today.